good, we have to be ready. My day is a day in court. I met someone the other day, I told him, you know, well, we've got a big court case coming. I said, really? I didn't know that. I said, well, you gotta get ready. Big court case. Bigger than anything you had. Therefore, coming now to the Yom HaDin, night there's a Sherman Baruch, we start Slichas. Slichas is intended to order us, move us, the state. We're ready to come to the point of the Shoshana and the Kabbalah's O Malchus, accept Yom HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To be ready. And in the Schutz that we are Makabo, we hope that the Rabbi Shalom of Rachmanis on us, by Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, and we need a lot of Rachmanis. Moch Hashem, Yedidi, very close people, Rabbi Neuberger, has agreed to come, is here to speak to us for this beginning of these awesome days that are coming upon us. Really, Rabbi Neuberger needs no introduction, and I won't make him go through the Hesped, so I won't say about him. All I can tell you is that anybody in Baltimore, anybody who's ever been in Baltimore, knows the care that Rabbi Neuberger has for people, sensitivity, and how he takes care of people, and I remember that years and years back he put out shoots on the parishes that they still had. But tremendous Talmud Chacham, a person of tremendous care. So without any further ado, I'd like to ask Rabbi Neuberger.
Fortunate to have the final stopping in Kippur because that's the time of great rachamim. But it's not a day when we say vidui, it's not a day when we say alchets, or shamus, makabel the malchus of Hashem. And the tshuva is to make ourselves bigger avodim of Hashem. So I want to pose a question. What is the single biggest roadblock for us to accept Hashem want us to agree with you? What is the single biggest roadblock that each and every one of us have accepting Hashem? It's not that we don't believe that Hashem is in charge. We know He's in charge. You don't feel it enough. You don't feel it the way Chaim felt. It's not tangible like it was for great people. But we know it. But what is the roadblock in our life that makes it the most difficult thing to do? I believe the answer to this is that the greatest roadblock is that we are all born, since the Chet of Adam Rishon for sure, we are all born understandably, naturally, selfish. We're focused on ourselves. Before the Chet of Adam Rishon, Cain and Hevel were born as adults. The Chet made them now people have to go through the process of growing up. time for a baby, for the time to grow up, you have needs. Those needs are legitimate. Baby cries for food, for drinking. Parents take care of us. They help us grow. They take care of our needs. And then we slowly have to start becoming independent ourselves. But our needs, besides the needs that we have physically exist, we have needs that Pizza Hut provides for us that we can never be satisfied enough. So there's an inherent selfishness in all of us, and then until we can rid ourselves of that selfishness, which is part and parcel of life itself, it's very hard to become a bigger Eved Hashem and accept the malchus of Hashem, because it seems like it's restricting, even though it's really the greatest freedom. Today we learned in the parsha that Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Vayelach Moshe v'davar hadvarim ha'ela al kol Yisrael v'emar lehem b'yemei ha'esrim shana v'emeichi hayoyim v'yuchal oy gotesh v'lovoy Hashem omar elai v'savas yayim nazeh." So as the Quran explains, Moshe Rabbeinu said, "I'm 120 years old, and I'm too old to go further. I don't have the same pleasures I had." And even if I had the same pleasures, listen to the words that Moshe Rabbeinu says on the last day of his life, the way the Quran reads it. Hashem omar elai v'savas yayim nazeh. And he says, "And even if I had all the strength and all the power to lead you, you're better off." Moshe Rabbeinu says that I die. You know why? Because Hashem said, "I'm not going to pass over the iron. I'm not going to pass through. So you all will benefit," Moshe Rabbeinu says, "my best." This is the greatest person that ever lived. And part of his greatness was that he was the most selfless person that lived. So at the last moments of his life, what is he saying? "Why should you want me to live if it's going to hurt you?" So what was his focus at the end of his life? The same focus he had his entire life. Serving Hashem, helping Klal Yisrael, not thinking about himself. And that's what made him